Blog Talk Radio.
Starring Q Lewis holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. Got my man. I would quit saying that shit, dog. Yeah. Got my man more money in the building. What's the deal, bro?
Same old shit. You know how I do. Keep it low to the floor like that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, nigga. Hey, but you know what it is, though? Today is Thursday, dog. Social media Thursday. So if you got social media, make sure you check out your boy, man, on Twitter and Instagram. All right, Hood Howard Stern. Of course, my man right here, Real Monk Money.
Come check your boy out. You know what I'm talking
check
about?
Him out. He not going to say nothing back, but you can do however you want to do. I don't know. This nigga's just... I don't even know why he has that shit, dog.
Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter. Any of that... Well, no, I guess you do the other shit.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but Twitter, I don't know, dog. You might as well not even have an account, for real.
I think they keep emailing me, telling me, oh, motherfucker, you better do something.
They go check about to close shit, can they close the nigga shit?
I don't know.
I mean, for inactivity? Or what, they think you dead or something?
Yeah,
probably so. Yeah, they probably think it. Shout out to niggas who thought Real Monk Money was dead. He not really dead.
I'm just
though.
Dead on Twitter.
He's dead on Twitter, man. Hey, I want to thank everybody for checking us out, man. I got a house full today, man, in the studio. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, got my man Lee in the building. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Gigabytes in the building, man.
Chilling,
but not really because it's hotter than a motherfucker in here, dog. But it's all good, man. I want to welcome you all again to another episode, man. We're going to jump right into it. If you was checking out the preview before we came in here, we got a few things to talk about today, man. First of all, before we jump off into anything, dog, we got to talk about the finals, bro. So, more money, dog.
Huh?
What you think about the finals, dog?
Man, niggas, I am congratulating my guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He made that major move for a reason, and it happened. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't mad about
and
that.
I ain't
shit.
Mad about it at all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then like, LeBron did it. Nobody said nothing. Nobody cried about it.
Oh, somebody said something. Somebody said something. A whole lot of somebody said something.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't getting the press like this dude is. He getting pressed like a mother.
So
the commercial right after it was a dog ass commercial. Right after they won, dog. They had the motherfuckers sitting around the table like, KD, sir, he leaded he can go to a 47-3-0 team.
Yeah.
They watching him on the screen and shit, and he winning the championship on the screen, and everybody's quiet like.
Right. That's how everybody was looking, too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he did that for a reason. He wanted that bitch, and he went and got it. And fuck y'all who hate.
I ain't mad at him, because look, the thing like this is they won 73 games. They did win 73 games last year. Obviously, they didn't win the championship, but I think he really was the difference, though.
Hell yeah.
Like, he really was the difference. So it's
he
not like.
MVP, he was balling.
Right. Now, granted, I mean, they won a lot of games, but they didn't win the championship. So it's not like he went to a championship team already. Well, not that year anyway. But I ain't mad at it at all, dog. You got to look at it like this, dog. He, like, dude, like, what, 29?
Yep.
Like, it's. I don't blame him for this reason and this reason only. Charles Barkley, Reggie Miller.
Karl Malone.
John Stockton. None of these niggas got championships, dog. Great-ass players. You know what? Fuck that. I'm going to jump on. I'm going to grab this championship. And I ain't mad at it. It's not like he went to that bitch and sat on the bench and they won and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was a contributor. Like, he the main reason that they won and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, yeah, for sure. Hey, shout out to my man, Fat Cat Man, in the building. Marcus, what up, though? We was just talking about y'all, though. We got to connect, though. We got to hook up with y'all.
For sure.
Not too long, though. But, yeah, so niggas was mad about that. You know what I'm saying? Now they saying, like, his championship going to have an asterisk on it. Like, why?
Why?
Because he joined a team that was winning. Who the fuck cares?
Who cares?
Like, they won 73 games. So what? So that means nobody can go to the motherfucking team ever?
I think Dennis Rodman did, like, 3 times, too.
Oh, see? And don't nobody say shit about Dennis Rodman.
Nobody
why
that.
You bullshitting?
Yeah,
why you bullshitting? Yeah.
Dennis Rodman did that. I think he was, you know, the co-founder of motherfucking moving to a winning team.
Hell yeah.
Dipped on the
Pistons, went to the Bulls, then dipped over to the Spurs. Yeah, like, hell yeah.
He had to leave the Pistons, everybody fucked his wife.
Hey, shout out to niggas fucking Dennis Rodman's wife, man. That's fucked up. I mean, my boy, I mean, not, Not shout out to y'all niggas. My bad. My bad. My bad. I mean, you niggas shouldn't have. You niggas really shouldn't have been fucking that dude wife, dog. You niggas really should have.
Y'all niggas wrong.
I mean, right.
Oh, oh, I was thinking it.
Did that happen, really?
Of course it happened.
That sounds familiar.
Shout out to my nigga LBJ, man. King James in the house, man. I'm sorry that your mom was getting fucked and shit. Hey, but look, by your teammate and shit.
Oh.
And y'all didn't win no championship that year.
Oh.
So it's not like, at least if they'd have won a championship that year, be like, hey, fuck my mom. I got a championship. Fuck it.
Evens out.
You know, kind of fuck it. Yeah, evens out. Hey, but look. As much as I'm a LBJ hater and shit, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a hater and shit. I kind of want to go to State to win just because I hate LeBron James. And
I don't hate him.
And for what reason, I don't know. I don't know why I hate that motherfucker. I just because I'm a hater.
Something. Let me tell you something. I can tell you why, too, because he a crybaby. He big as a motherfucker. He 250-pound pure muscle. Running to the hole. He get tapped. He's crying. That shit irritate the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Off court, that motherfucker is amazing. I fucking give him... Hands down, he should get the humanitarian award, whatever the fuck it's called. Because that motherfucker do. He do a lot for Cleveland.
You know what
I mean? Do build schools and shit.
Yeah, you gotta blame Rodman.
I ain't mad at him. I hate on LBJ on a fan tip, like just on some bullshit. Like I don't hate the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Oh man.
Decimation the shit out of
our team.
Good guy. Good dude.
Say, but on the court, fuck that nigga. Right, I'm a hater. And that's what niggas be saying about KD, I'm sure. I know they be like, fuck him. That nigga too long, dog. This nigga just shoot over every motherfucking body. This nigga 6'10 and probably about 7'5 and shit once he lift his arms up.
That motherfucker shoot over LeBron like he ain't even there.
Dog. Hey, but look. Hey, low-key, did y'all peep, though, at the end of the game? He basically hold the rest of the league, though.
Look,
that nigga said shit. He said LeBron the only one that can... Basically fuck with me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what he said. He's really? Like, this is the only one that can fuck with me. So basically, y'all niggas just wasting y'all time.
Yeah.
Girl.
Low-key, he threw a shot at everybody in the motherfucking league.
He can do that shit,
yeah. And I ain't mad at him. Even if he don't ever win another one, he good to go.
They gonna win another one if they... This,
but the reason they gonna win another one, though, is because Klay Thompson ain't even had to play yet.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he chilling. He's chilling. Right, dog, for real. Draymond Green doing his thing, but he ain't really had to play for real.
Nope.
Man, them motherfuckers, I swear to God, on some real shit, like they was just going down, throwing shit up.
Throwing shit up, bro.
And Kyrie was dead, though. Kyrie was absent. So he was tardy to the party. Nigga.
Kyrie
I don't know.
Was getting off to me, bro. He was doing his thing.
Not that last game.
Out. Shit.
Okay, yeah, he got hurt.
Style,
yeah.
Back, whatever.
I'm pissed if Cleveland won, they wouldn't be talking about him for the MVP.
No, they probably wouldn't.
He was balling. Yeah, he was doing some shit that I ain't never saw before, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Kyrie was on some other shit.
I feel you, but shit, I don't know what it is. I guess he needs some help or something, because he averaged a triple-double in the finals, so I'm talking about LeBron. So, like, what else can he do, though? You know what I'm saying? Hey, them motherfuckers got too much,
though. You
can't
beat a simple team. That's a super team.
You got too much.
That's like going up to a dude with house with
they say
a
they
pistol
might.
And he got a fucking arsenal.
Right. What's the point of doing
What's
that shit, right? What's
the point of doing that shit? He got a motherfucking arsenal on that bitch. That nigga shooting the blood. And they are archers with that motherfucker. They on point with
they
that
They on
bitch.
Point with that shit, for real. Like, everybody. See, even Iguodala came off the bench balling. Hell yeah.
And I said at the beginning, if Iguodala get 20, it's a ball game.
He got 20. Right, he got that shit. 20. Hey, but look. Again, I'm an LBJ hater and shit. But I was kind of geeked earlier and shit. I reposted this shit. I said he had posted some shit on the gram and shit, banging that T-Grizzly shit. I know niggas, a lot of niggas don't fuck with T-Grizzly like that. But I fuck with dog.
Fuck Triple XL, bro.
Oh, and I put him on the freshman list?
Fuck Triple XL,
hey,
bro.
Fuck it. So what? He got King James with banging his shit on the gram, nigga. That's better than a Double XL, cuz.
But fuck Double XL, bro.
Oh, shit. Well, you already knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, put him on a rookie, the little rookie of the year.
Yeah, the freshman shit.
Fuck Triple XL, man.
I mean, it'd be a lot of motherfuckers that be doing the magazines that don't really know music and shit. And
he
to be honest with you...
Here.
And to be honest with you and shit, like, maybe it was too late. Maybe they had kind of already made those decisions before you know what I'm saying, before his shit got hot. Because I, like, we was banging this shit here, but it don't mean that nationally niggas knew who he was. Until he did go on the Breakfast Club, though. So that means that somebody caught, he caught somebody out.
Shit, he was a few places I done seen them, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't think I
was
seeing
I'm trying to tell you, niggas was asking me when I was in Colorado, like, dog, you up on that T. Grizzly? Like, what? Right, but that's before I even knew who he was.
Yeah.
So niggas in Colorado already knew who he was.
He was out here, especially when he did the little thing when, what's my man named Trey Songz came to the D, you know what I'm saying? He was with Trey all through the whole fucking thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Trey spazzed out at the end, dog.
He did. I ain't mad at him, though. He's just on some hood shit.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We see that shit all the time.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to the motherfucking champions, though, Golden State, man.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a dynasty?
Definitely. I
think
so.
For how long?
Until one of the niggas leaves.
You think so? Now, how many years he got in the contract? One more?
Two. Got one.
So he got one more?
It was 2 years.
Yeah, so it must be two. Okay. So you think he going to bust up after that?
He probably in LA with LeBron for 2 years.
He said LA. With LeBron and Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball and LeBron and shit.
That nigga fucking is. Now he's starting to fucking
start
his career.
Oh, come on. Now, wasn't you the one saying before that he was?
No, I was saying that I like the fact that a father is sticking by his son. But now he's fucking up.
You think so?
He's telling motherfuckers. Man, he's telling damn teams,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about drafting my son if you can't do this. Hold on, this is your son's motherfucking life, not yours, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're going too motherfucking far.
That motherfucker,
you know,
he ain't been going too far.
Yeah,
shit. You just not noticing.
Yeah.
I'm behind him 100% on not getting pimped by the system and shit, or pimped by the league. I understand that. I get that 100%. The shoes, all that shit, I feel that shit. But at some point, though, even if you want to go to that level, at least make it appear that your son has some say so in something. Because at some point, people ain't going to want to... Exactly. People ain't going to fuck with him because they don't want to fuck with his daddy. Yeah, so they gonna be like, shit, well, we know you can't make a decision without your old man, so we ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Pinocchio.
Yeah.
He gonna cause a lot of dough.
Geppetto.
Right. Geppetto.
Geppetto.
I mean, it's not like his son is an athlete. It's not like his son is Bill Gates where he can make a self-made fortune like that. You're an athlete. You have to fuck with them.
Right.
You have to fuck with this league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, somebody that can just take some money and innovate some shit and say fuck everybody. No, you have to play in their league.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And he's going about it wrong. He got a great idea though. He going at it like, let's get this money, and even if you fuck up playing basketball, nigga, we still good. Great concept. I love it. But my nigga, turn it down a little bit. Like, nigga,
you can do a whole lot more.
Yeah. Yo, Suge, you just gonna compare that shit. Right here on E Block Radio, we have just compared Suge Knight to LeVar Ball.
Doing this, saying
that,
you know.
All
in the video.
Right, all in the video. Dancing, putting on shoes.
We got shiny shoes dancing in the background.
Yeah.
At some point you got to. I feel at some point you got to fucking chill, bro. Like,
for sure.
Now let your son. You did your shit. Like, you got media around you. You got motherfucking sponsors looking at you. You sponsoring your own motherfucking shoes. Not
for
chill.
Sure.
Sit back. You good now?
Right.
Like,
you got it in there. Then you got your deal. You good? Hey, shout out to my man Young Real. Yeah, we talking about Lonzo and LeVar Ball, man. I think. We coming to a point where he going a little bit overboard, I think. Again, I agree with the concept, the idea. Like, go ahead and pimp the system, because I'm for sure that the system go pimp him
for
whatever he got and for whatever. But I just think you done pushed it far. You should push it as far as you can, but just it's the way you're going about it, I guess. Is that stupid, though? Like, am I taking away from what he's trying to do by saying that?
He did it already. That's my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At some point, you got to look back and look at history. You know what I'm saying? Take another route. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you not to fuck with it. Don't do it. Do it
because
you're in that position, but do it right.
Yeah.
Be there.
I mean, quiet as kept. Shout out to my nigga E. Quiet as kept. But what's called? Steph Curry basically did the same thing. That they didn't want to fuck with him on a for real deal, so he got a partnership with And One.
Yeah.
Low key, it's the same shit. Mm-hmm. But he did that shit quietly.
Oh, yeah.
quietly.
Without doing all that shit.
But my thing
so
is,
it's still the same thing.
Well, it's different. I mean, shit, it's different angles to get at a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he feel like that's his angle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at what he did, but
right.
at some point, you got to sit the fuck back and shut the fuck up.
Right.
And you already trained this nigga. This nigga don't say shit when you say shit.
A damn thing.
Nothing.
A damn thing.
So he's already trained. Let him go. Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, he can talk.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
I ain't never heard that motherfucker utter a word.
Hell no.
Y'all need to see that Father's Day video that they did.
Oh, for Foot Locker?
Yeah, dog.
Niggas talking about what they got for their daddy.
Hell,
he did.
He sounded very resentful. That shit wasn't no joke, nigga. He was.
It was. It was supposed to be comedy, though.
No,
yeah, it was
that shit was real.
I think that shit was real. Yeah, that shit. He, but you know what? You know what, though? It probably ain't real. Or he may really have some of those feelings, but definitely playing into it is a great thing to do.
Gold
great
mine.
Thing to do, though.
Gold mine.
So when he
because they feeding it. They feeding the media.
But see, the thing is, if he do break away from his daddy one day, he can say, well, look, these weren't my opinions. These were his.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He don't, like you said, he don't say shit.
He don't.
Like,
he don't say shit.
That was my daddy saying that.
Right.
I ain't saying shit.
Right.
Let's get this money. You know
right,
what I'm
exactly, man. All right, so we're going to jump off the finals, man. Shout out to LeVar Ball, you know what I'm saying,
bro.
Trying to do this thing for Lonzo,
relax,
you know what I'm saying, and the rest of the family. Shout out to my man Fat Cat. He said he craving the peace for himself. I believe that's true, too. Like,
yeah.
He craving peace for himself. And even if that's not the case, it's starting to look like it now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like my nigga Nori, say, man, relax.
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 That's your seat. Like,
yeah,
I don't care
relax.
What he do. Nigga, that's your seat. I don't care what he do. He came out of his nuts. That's his baby boy.
He got it.
He got
and he
it.
Doing the right thing. He got
right
it.
Thing.
He good to
fuck
go, man.
Who hating on the butt. I just
right.
think he should relax a little bit.
That's all I'm saying, dog. All right, so we're going to shoot on to the next topic real quick, dog. The shooting at the Congressional Baseball Practice Field, dog. It's crazy shit. Now, dude walk up, 66-year-old dude and shit, go out there and just basically shoot up a bunch of politicians, right? Now, the thing is...
Wow.
Now, you know what? The only reason... I'm going to be honest with you, though. The only reason why I didn't applaud that shit, though, is because I happen to have a homie that got shot and shit. Real shit. Dude went to Adrian College with me. He is a Republican, you know what I'm saying? And he's my buddy, so it's okay.
He's my buddy.
Yeah, I got white Republican friends. It's all right, you know what I'm saying? It's all right. But look, this is the thing, though. He got shot in the process, too. So I think it is different when you actually know somebody. Like, he ain't died or nothing, but when you actually know somebody, it's a little bit different. Still, it's fucked up, though. But I'm gonna tell you what's real fucked up though, is that when they say they got shot at the baseball diamond practicing, the first thing I really thought was, why the fuck is these niggas playing baseball? We got all this shit going on. That's what I was thinking.
My thinking, where the fuck is the Secret Service at?
Yeah, where was they? They playing baseball, so there ain't nothing out there. I mean, when you got that many congressmen in one spot, you should.
I mean, come on,
our
terrorist attack, nigga. You just took out half of the goddamn Congress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. All right, for sure. Hey, so with that, dog. Again, I know people have their issues with Republicans and politicians. Period. But dog, this ain't no third world country, bro.
Yeah,
like, you can't just go around shooting motherfuckers. Because what happened when they started shooting a bunch of Democrats?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of black Democrats. Not to say there's a racial thing. They need to shoot them too. You just gonna stay there on the air like that? Don't you know the government watching this internet shit?
Hey,
he clapping it up.
Hey, I agree. Fuck them.
Yeah. What up?
Fuck
up. This nigga clapping.
They don't give a damn about us.
Yeah, but I ain't about killing them and shit. Like,
I ain't about killing them either. I ain't gonna kill them. I ain't gonna kill them myself.
Wow.
I ain't gonna kill them.
Ain't no Memphis, but hey, I'm just mad. I'm glad somebody.
Wow.
Appropriately.
Oh, that, we're gonna leave that situation right there, man.
Appropriately.
We're gonna leave that shit right there, dog. All the people who were wounded, man, prayers to y'all. Shout out to my man,
yeah.
Matt Micah,
yeah.
Who also got shot as well. Like I said, it's my buddy from Adrian College. Shout out to my man, Matt Micah. Pull through, my dude. But, all right, so we're gonna keep it moving, dog. We'll go to the next one, dog. We're gonna go to Ice. All right, and I ain't talking about Ice Cube or Ice T. I'm talking about Ice. Ice T. These motherfuckers.
Ice Cube, punk ass.
These motherfuckers right here, they kicking motherfuckers' doors and they sending niggas to the crib. Like in real life, dog. Are you up on that shit?
No, I ain't.
So they taking niggas. They taking niggas out their crib. They deporting motherfuckers. Like, Ice ain't no bullshit. Like, you think you scared of the jump out boys, narcs and shit? No, ICE ain't no bullshit.
ICE
now,
like SS to me.
ICE is right. Yeah,
that's
right.
What he's talking about.
Honestly, I thought that's what he was talking about.
ICE.
Oh, no, I'm talking about ICE, nigga. ICE.
I'm talking about
SS. SS, yeah.
I
know
what they did. That's papers. They rounded motherfuckers up.
Right.
Sounds a lot alike to me. I'm just saying.
Now, the thing is, I ain't gonna lie, man, it's a beautiful time to be a nigga in America.
Especially a dark nigga.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I apologize to y'all ahead of time, dog, but this is shit we had to go through. Yeah, got the melanin going through. It's a delay, right? It's coming, though. Got that melanin. But, dog, for real, this is the thing. It's like it's a weird thing because, like, you want to sympathize with the people, but at the same time, it's like we've been going through that shit for so long. Obviously, we haven't got deported, but we've been getting that same pressure, though. So deportation is probably equivalent to going to jail around this.
Yeah.
So it's like they kicked in doors and did all that shit for us. So I understand. You said deport you to where? We ain't come from nowhere.
Exactly. That's why they lock us up.
Right, because
they can't
deport
our ass.
They can't send us nowhere.
Yeah, that's legitimate
the
right
one,
there.
The only motherfucker that's got more right to be here than us is the Native Americans.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Ding, ding, ding. Maybe we are.
Yeah, maybe we are, huh? right to the point. Yeah, I feel you, though. Nah, so, I mean, these niggas is, like, literally for old-ass offenses. Like, they pulling niggas' records from, like, 15, 16 years ago, trying to, like, get them on some illegal shit there. Apparently, they down in Ohio right now. Apparently they, huh? What's up?
Interrupting the motherfucker.
Oh, no, go ahead. No. apparently they in Ohio right now, but they said they're trying to get them on the plane back to Iraq and shit by Friday, dog. Like, these motherfuckers got swooped up this week. Like, so even to tell him you gonna kick in a nigga though while he had dinner or fucking his bitch or whatever he doing, snatch him up out of there, get his paperwork together, had the motherfucker deported. By
hey,
Friday.
That's better than, because a lot of them motherfuckers sitting there for a couple years waiting to be deported. But he lucky.
He lucky.
That motherfucker.
He lucky. So I'm going to tell you right now, these motherfuckers don't want to go back to them places. That's why they left
them
bitches.
That's why they left the motherfuckers.
Man.
And a lot of these motherfuckers is fucked up, though, because a lot of...
Get back to this motherfucker.
Well, right, exactly. A lot of these Chaldeans, like we was talking about earlier, have converted to Christianity and shit. Dog, once they go back to Iraq or wherever the fuck they come from, they gonna murder them motherfuckers.
They converted to Americanism and got their paperwork.
Oh, shit. Damn. Straight face, though. Straight face. Straight face, though.
They
came
out of my pocket.
Damn, you sound Republican.
They fucking with my hustle.
They fucking with your hustle. This nigga sound like.
If I'm supposed to come do some work, if I choose to do some work for you,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I get undercut because you coming to do it for $20 right quick.
Yeah.
That's bringing back the crack era.
No, you've been making some hella motherfucking analogies.
I mean, I can see how it is.
See how it is. So you down with ICE?
ICE, baby.
Why did I kind of know that was coming? Though, for real. I kind of felt like that was coming. I think I knew that was coming.
That nigga don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck.
Right. Obviously.
We still trying to fight our fight. Get the fuck out the way.
Yeah. Well, like I said, man, I think it's still unfortunate, though. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I say that is because some of these offenses and shit ain't even real, and some of these motherfucking paperwork is actually straight. But they zipping them off so quick that they ain't getting a chance to find out. And I'm just saying, man, an injustice anywhere is...
Fucking God, you sound like a...
I'm just saying, it is, though. An injustice
right.
Anywhere.
Hey, my nigga, the threat of injustice is everywhere, though.
We were saying that shit, we were still niggas.
Right. Yeah, nah.
Hey, this nigga trying to go for senator. He trying to run for senator tomorrow.
I ain't trying to run for shit. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't fuck with the government at all, nigga. But I'm just saying, I don't want to.
Yes, we do.
Oh yeah, on that tip. But I'm just saying, most definitely. But I just don't. I don't want these motherfuckers to start getting relaxed and doing shit all outside the box, because at some point that shit is gonna come back around
yeah.
to our black ass.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the one rooting on the sideline until that shit wrap around and come to us.
That's why you
protect yourself at all times.
May I iterate
fucking guard
and say that it already happened to us with the Panthers, and it been happened, and when we were saying it was happening to us, they didn't hear us.
Yeah.
Nobody.
When they dropped napalm on a neighborhood in America, they labeled them terrorists, but where was the terrorists at?
You talking about the niggas in Philly? Yeah, you talking about the niggas in Philly.
85.
Yo, niggas don't even know about that shit, though. Yo, they came through and dropped a bomb in that bitch, bro. A bomb, dog.
I ain't trying, a literal bomb. I ain't trying, don't get me wrong. But when we told you the house was on fire, and you said, no, that's y'all stinking niggas.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Hey.
What the fuck?
And for y'all
still here fighting, and y'all calling us niggas.
For y'all that dog who ain't up on that, dog, just look that shit up real quick, dog, when you get a chance after the show, dog. That shit went down in Philly so gangster, though.
It was called Move.
Yeah, Move. They made them motherfuckers look like for real terrorists. And in real life, dog, it's nothing more than the Panthers, dog. The niggas just trying to protect their neighborhood, dog. And of course, it's gonna take guns in them days and these days too. But it took guns back then because it wasn't no rules against niggas. It was like it was a free fall. It's whatever the fuck you want to do to a nigga. So they was trying to hold that shit down. They like they got kids and they holding them captive. They ain't holding them kids captive. Them they kids. They trying to protect their family. But the way they spin this shit though, and that's what I'm saying. That shit can come right back around. So I don't want to be on the sidelines advocating that shit. Like yeah, kick them niggas' doors in and take them out their crib because they'll be right back around.
I feel.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody was having lunch with their family.
For
what?
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? We was trying to tell you motherfuckers they wasn't shit, but who the fuck listen to us, nigga?
Yeah.
For one, America, we don't mind our own business anyway. We being shit, we don't even supposed to be in the fucking first place, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and we ought to know better.
And
That's the bottom line right there, man. Hey, shout out to all the homies over at the Yo Show, man. I got Marcus, Chill Will, and my man, Fat Cat in the building, man. Shout out to y'all. But, yeah, I just don't want that shit to come back. So that's why I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to advocate that shit. And I ain't, though.
In no way advocating violence.
Yeah.
In no way advocating, even if violence is what I said earlier about what happened to the politicians.
Yeah.
I don't advocate it because those guys, they went to school, they worked their asses off to be who they are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I don't condone violence like that, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm glad he didn't just go shoot up a grocery store.
Yeah, right. I feel.
Fucked up because that's what's happening. Or
yeah.
Shoot up a school.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you heard about the dude at the, the FedEx store?
Oh, yeah, FedEx, yeah. Disgruntled employee and shit.
Shot that
motherfucker. I guess he got, he said they was working too much OT and shit, like mandatory OT, this nigga went crazy. And just killed motherfuckers at his job.
Damn, overtime, nigga, that's no money.
I worked for that nigga, he got $5,000, this nigga, two motherfuckers,
hey, wow, calculator just went off. Why we find comedy in everything? But I ain't trying to get the fuck out of there like that.
Nigga, you all quit. Hey, you fired anyway.
Yo, tear up some shit, steal some shit, do something. Hey, nigga, don't kill.
Unemployment.
Them niggas wasn't even complaining about the OT either. They done got killed and shit. That's fucked up, man. Them niggas wasn't even complaining. Yeah.
Oh, forcing me to make more money, and I'm going to shoot this bitch up. You forcing me to make more money.
That's so not funny. We laughing like a motherfucker.
The fuckboy
award of
the show.
Right. We need a fuckboy award on, like, the fuck of the day. Yeah. Yeah, we going to start doing that shit.
Definitely get the fuckboy award.
Yeah, we're going to do a fuckboy award. Hell yeah, something for that shit. Yeah. Alright, so man, look, we didn't bullshit it already for the first half of the show, man. I want to thank everybody who's checking us out right now on Facebook Live, everybody checking us out on Blog Talk Radio, everybody listening in on eblockradio.com. We are definitely in the building, man. Of course, it's good. Hood Howard Stern and my man Monk Money holding it down. So, we get into the for real, all right?
For real.
So, this is what we want to know, man. We're talking about Bill Maher, dog.
Bill Maher.
So, we're going to talk about him specifically. Then I just want to know, like, you know, are some white people too comfortable saying the word nigga? So that's what we want to get into. So, dog, Monk Money.
Yo, what up, dog?
First of all, let's just recap what happened, all right? So, Bill Maher on the show and shit, right? And before, I'm going to reiterate this, because I mentioned it last week, before I get into it. I'm gonna tell you what he said, but before I tell you what he said, I'm gonna tell you I laughed. I thought the shit was funny. Okay. So he was interviewing the senator. The senator was talking about something. He said, you know, you can come out and work in the fields and shit, which sound like some, you know, some old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So he laughed. So he said it again. He said, in the fields, right? So he laughing. So he like, I'm a house nigga, right? But he said it like a nigga would say it though. You know what I'm saying? Which means he extra comfortable and he say that shit a lot. You know what I'm saying? But without even any of that being said, I thought it was funny. You know what I'm saying? So what did you think, dog? Is it a thing? Like, cause he said nigga.
Man, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all motherfuckers make a big deal out of every fucking thing. What about motherfucking? We forgot about fucking. What's his name? Trump and the motherfucking Germans and shit. Y'all motherfuckers paying attention to the dumbest shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not a big deal that he said it. You know what I'm saying? If fucking Eddie Griffin would have said it, what would y'all do? What would y'all would have said?
Laugh like a
motherfucker. Right. He's a comedian. He's a show. He's a fucking comedian. He talk about real topics.
Yeah.
And he phone fucking black people. Yeah. Like, I don't fucking understand it. Like, you motherfuckers kill me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like the topic we had last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be a fucking, date out your race.
And lead a black movement.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You know, that's the same shit, man. Like, so what? He said it. Fuck.
Now, I know Gigabyte had mentioned something earlier. He alluded to Ice Cube and shit. And I didn't, because Ice Cube was on the show Friday, and I actually didn't catch that shit. Did you catch that shit?
Nigga, Ice Cube didn't come out confronting that nigga. That nigga came out skinning and grinning, sitting there, motherfucking co-hosting the show with him.
Yeah.
Man, fuck. And then this nigga had...
What? Man, what you want him to do?
Well, he was already I was about to say a customer. He was already a guest on the show and shit.
Ice Cube worth $100 million.
What the fuck you
want
him to do?
Affect him.
Yeah.
Shit, low key. He the one made fuck the police and turn all of this shit far as making it acceptable.
Yeah.
He wrote the lyrics that turned out to understand.
Everybody lyrics in the fucking song.
You see what I'm saying? So,
what's the name of this group?
Niggas with attitude, right?
Niggas with attitude.
So, I guess...
Niggas with attitude. What problem do you think he's
gonna
have with it?
So I guess Gigabyte, this is my question for you then, cause you sound a little dismayed, right? All right, so I'm just guessing, what is it that you wanted to happen? You want him to go on that bitch and clown?
Well,
like,
he was the Mr. Be True to the Game. You know, you remember that song he had, Be True to the Game?
Yeah, yeah.
He's everything that he just motherfucker. He said in that fucking song.
No, he didn't.
The fuck he is.
No, he didn't.
Let me tell you why. You just maybe didn't understand the game he was playing. He was probably trying to go to the next level and didn't give a fuck about it because you see how he busted up from when he saw he was the first one to see he was getting
fucked. Getting the fuck out of there.
Dude,
so he already was on money. He said, nigga, fuck that. I'm about this paper. And then he saw how the game really played. Hell yeah, motherfuckers start doing children's movies and everything. I ain't mad at you.
None of that shit.
Motherfuckers say whatever, but you supposed to stay hard forever, walking around repping and stay forever?
Hell no.
Well, look at this, though.
Especially when you're 50 fucking 5.
What the fuck?
Grand
jury.
Yeah, you got my
fucking
grand jury. Yeah, yeah, what the fuck?
Now, because I didn't see the show at all, but I think Michael Eric Dyson was on the show, too.
Yeah.
Now, that's who I wanted to see. What happened with that?
That.
Cause that's Michael Eric Dyson. That's Michael Eric Dyson. Come on, dog.
Man,
I fuck with him, dog.
Man,
don't ruin it for me.
Nigga.
Oh, dog, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Chill out.
You can't do that. That's my dude.
Man,
you can't do that.
Nigga,
you gonna ruin it for me, dog. Let me believe what I want to believe.
Name one thing he done did.
He wrote books, nigga.
Nigga, you write books, motherfucker.
I know, I'm just saying.
Okay. So what is it, a writer's goddamn?
He write books, man.
What's this, a writer's guild?
He's from Detroit. No. None of that.
Nigga, he's another one of these hotep niggas that made a living off of talking about how fucked up the white man is, but nigga, you ain't did shit about it. What the fuck has he done about it but sit there and write fucking books?
He's an educator who has changed the curriculum to include people like you and I. That's one thing. You asked for one thing. Yeah, you asked for one thing. You asked for one thing. Wow. He really did.
He
really did.
The college came by this motherfucker.
I'm just saying. You asked for one thing. He really did. That really happened. I have to be honest.
Can you give me some statistics on this, or some facts on this?
How many classes included hip hop in teaching history and politics in a college, in a white university?
Who the fuck wants to learn about hip hop? Just listen to the shit. That shit, man, get the fuck out of
here. Hip hop explains history and politics.
What the
nigga?
Fuck is you saying?
What are you talking about?
What
are
you saying?
Hey, you said Gigabyte. It. You asked for one thing.
Just stop it, Gigabyte.
You asked for one thing, dog. Hey, don't fuck with my guy, man. That's my guy.
We're going to have to have a debate on that.
We're going to agree to disagree? Okay.
Yeah, today,
we're going to
agree to disagree.
Okay, man, I'm just saying, though.
That. We'll debate that one on another show.
Yeah, all right, I'm just saying this.
Fake ass, hotel black niggas that get paid, make a living off of. Struggle. And why are most of these motherfuckers are high yellow motherfuckers?
Oh, here we go, man.
Why? No, the lighter your skin is, the more punk like.
What about? We getting all off
dark,
man.
Dark.
I was going to say, what about Umar, Dr. Umar Jones?
Umar a hustler, dog. I'm sorry. Umar,
man, this nigga got the dark man syndrome.
Hustler.
Well, damn, everybody who uses the struggle is a hustler?
No, but it's been proven that they're hustlers. They're hustlers.
All right, so look, I guess this is the question then. What the fuck exactly are we expecting?
Yeah.
So what does a nigga do that ain't hustling?
You hustle.
What does a nigga do that? Like somebody
I
who.
Hustle, but I'm not sitting there taking a struggle and making a hustle out of.
Okay, well, somebody who uses a struggle, how do you not make a hustle out of it and benefit
nigga,
anybody?
Everything is a fucking hustle.
It's not supposed to be a hustle. This is a struggle. A hustle is something that you make money and you progress yourself financially. A struggle is something that you do to get people.
It's only successful if everybody make it through the struggle, but nobody make money.
So basically, Malcolm X was a hustler, right? Martin Luther King was hustling because them niggas didn't live the high life like these niggas do. These niggas are making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Their lives were cut short.
Oh, fuck that. They both were.
I'm just saying, their lives were cut short.
They both were in action way longer than Umar and Plight, and both of them niggas make more money than both of those.
I mean, that kind of money wasn't out there then.
And why the fuck haven't they killed them niggas?
Different times, bro.
You're getting paid for the struggle. Your whole hustle is the struggle. They don't give a fuck about you.
You don't think so?
I know not.
None of them.
They don't give
a
fuck.
It came to a point where it's like, on some real shit, they doing like what a lot of churches do.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, you're going to catch you a couple people, and yeah, they be dropping some real game.
Don't
get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, yeah, it's about the dollar now, because at the same time, I feel both of y'all saying. But I ain't mad at them for taking that dollar, because look what has happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look what has been. You kind of got to take the payment to kind of do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, almost kind of like what Dick Gregory does. You be a comedian, but you still dropping game. You know what I'm saying? Eddie Griffin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a fucked up situation.
I mean, so how do you use the struggle at all and not be considered a hustler by not making no money? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
What's the other end?
Because
this is just like when people tell you a million things not to do but can't tell you one thing to do. So tell me how that shit works. How do you help the struggle without benefiting from it at all and it seeming like it's a hustle?
Well, from this fact right here, I understand what he's saying. Even still from this fact, Kendrick Lamar, he bought his sister a fucking Toyota.
Yeah, for sure.
$600,000 house. We know this boy got cash.
Yeah, he got cash.
You know what I'm saying? But he did that. That's empowering your people.
Yeah.
Not going pulling up in Bentleys on your people.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you just kind of say fuck it and take for yourself. There's nothing wrong with being comfortable.
Yeah.
And I ain't saying there's, you know, something wrong with buying yourself a Bentley if you hustling for
Word.
It outside of the game. But if you brought them funds in from that game and that's how you living,
right?
Then okay, now you hustling the people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now you hustling hope.
And
that's the issue with it. That's when you become kind of a, I don't know, a Judas, whatever the fuck they want to call it. False prophet.
Okay.
You kind of put a little false prophet in there. Even though you drop a real game, you kind of fuck it up and tank your luck.
Hey, is that something that's in us, though?
No.
It's in everybody, nigga.
No, it's something that's been implanted.
Yeah. And the only reason I've
embedded from the root, but it's been implanted due to the system of what we live in.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I say that is because, I mean, that's a classic thing for us that we call crabs in a barrel or in a bucket or whatever. It's like, it's almost like you get so used to defeat that when you do find a way out, it's like you got to work it for what it's worth. Now, at the end of the day, though, I think that even a hustler can be an effective leader, though. So, I can't knock his hustle. Either one of them. Not Dr. Umar Johnson, I don't know. Like, I can't really.
I'm not mad at none of them.
Him a little bit different.
For satisfying their humanly flesh. That's cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what you were built to do. That's what it is. You know,
okay.
Fuck it. But at the end of the day, for me, it's kind of manipulative. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's kind of like it's tainted. But if that's what business is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want that type of shit in my life. I don't like that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they modern day pimps, man. That's all.
And that's basically that's what I'm looking to.
I think we've been so conditioned by the black church that we think anybody associated with the struggle is hustling us. I mean, is that safe to say?
Yeah.
I mean, I really think that we've been so brought down by the black church, man. And again, this ain't no knock against religion. This is a knock against certain black churches. Like, it is truth. At the end of the day, these churches is businesses, and they peddling hope. I mean, it's the truth. That's what religion does.
Yeah.
That's why people are quick to tell you that they're spiritual and not religious, because religion will get you into some other shit. You know what I'm talking about?
The religion is actually supposed to lead you to spirituality.
Exactly. It's not the other way around. Right. And people act like religion is the end game. Religion is not the end game.
It's the doorway.
Right, it's the doorway. Exactly, right. But, I mean, people have it all fucked up, and I think because of that, you know what I'm saying, I think that sometimes we see a struggle hustler, I guess we'll call him, you know what I'm saying, and we start thinking, like, you know, the worst. But at some point, though, I think that it also gives us a way to pattern things for ourselves, though. And what I mean by that is you don't necessarily have to have a hustle, you know what I'm saying, like, you ain't got to be hustling people out of this shit, but it still may be some kind of blueprint to a way to make it out. And that's the way I look at it. Because I don't look at them to lead me out of the struggle. I look at them to give me some motivation to do whatever I think is the right way to go. So a lot of them, even Dyson, like, I like what he be kicking. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I like what he be kicking. I know Gigabytes don't like that shit. But doesn't mean I want to follow his footsteps, but I think it is inspiration. So even if they hustling, to me, you can still be a good leader. That's all I'm saying.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can digress and feel that.
Yeah. Now, shout out to Coco J. She says, when people share their struggle to the world and they get known or become famous off telling their struggle, it's okay. People write, rap, etc. about the struggle. The question is, what's that person's intention in sharing the struggle? To be famous or to teach and reach to teach and to reach out to others. So that's the question, right? So I think that's the main question that Gigabyte's saying is, like, so how do, yeah, that's some good shit. So how do you, and that's the thing, how do you figure that shit out? How do you know if somebody hustling you? How do you know what their intentions were? Are you always gonna go in with the idea that is wrong intentions?
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up. You can't live life like that, though.
It does.
Their actions will
tell you. Protect yourself at all fucking times, bro.
Their actions will tell you.
Damn, bro. You better keep your guard up.
At all.
On that note, it's about self-preservation and one must all maintain about the positivity once. There's nothing wrong with understanding a situation where you got to give a little.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. But you got to understand when you're getting got, and that comes into the self-preservation. If you're just a fool, hey, that's what it is. Like my man used to say, hey, you ain't got no agenda, hey, motherfucker going to put one out there for you.
For sure, give you one.
Like you say, you're creatures of habit, so whatever happened to you before, you're automatically stuck in your fucking head in the first damn place.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to approach every situation.
Yeah. So again, we back to my original question, though. So how do you not be a hustler? How do you not be considered a hustler when you are somewhat benefiting off of the struggle? How do you not come off as a hustler?
Everybody benefiting off the struggle, bro. Everybody in the rap
benefit, but at the end of the day, Bentleys and all of that shit.
It's too much. So why do we get to put a
Bentleys is stunting on them like? I got it, motherfucker.
Wait a minute, but is it stunning or is it showing them that you can do this too?
Nah,
yeah. Right.
I want to look at it like that, but at the end of the day, why be in the hood with it? You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know.
It's a fine line.
It's one thing to, like, show your people, but when you shitting on your people, it's bodyguards around you.
Yeah.
It's different back in the day when them old school, you know, come through on a rollie. You know, they out there in the hood.
They with the niggas.
They just a rollie on the block.
Right. Yeah.
It's different now. You know, these cats is just, you know, guarding and shit.
It's yeah. The car for them to fit in. When he's trying to jump the fence, that's not what he got to pull up in when he's trying to
get
people
to certain places. Yeah.
He got to show up. I mean,
yeah.
Is that what
it's
for?
Are we talking about rappers? Like,
we're just talking about,
so
we're talking about period.
So is it wrong for them to, what shape, they shouldn't pull up at all? Because then if you be rapping and struggling, they never see you, they're going to say that you were some false shit.
There's nothing wrong with being able to see you, but do you have to pull up in that?
Yeah, if you don't, but then if you pull up in some bullshit, they're going to say, oh, that nigga, bro.
They can pull up in some bullshit, but see, that,
you know how niggas be thinking?
Yeah, well, it's just it's about touching the people though, and I say that I'm gonna throw this way back though. I'm gonna throw it all the way back to Kwame Kilpatrick, right? And that's one of the things I like about Kwame though. Kwame touched the people. Like, you will fuck around and just see Kwame at the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? Like, he fuck with the people, and he could have been stunting on niggas. I mean, he could have, like, he fucking what, 24? He's a fucking mayor with diamonds in his ear. He rocking out at the fucking Democratic convention and
that's
shit.
Like, like,
he could have shit on you niggas, like, for real.
That's like what I was telling my man. Was talking at work early. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, real business. You know, back in the days, the king of hip hop, it wasn't necessarily about the best lyrics.
Yeah.
It was about the people's champ. The people chose
who
the man
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
People like Pac, because Pac could just fuck around and pop up in your barbershop.
Right.
Pac could just fuck around and you be at McDonald's or whatever the fuck, Jack in the Box.
Right,
just
go order a burger.
Because him and his man, them got to bail out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's really came
that's the difference. Not saying I am the king and being on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you. I mean, it's a fine line. Like you said before, it really
a
is a fine line, dog. Yeah, for sure. Hey, but shit, it's damn near that time to wrap it up, dog. It's been a quick ass show, it seems like. But we gonna go around one last time, man. We just really not just to comment on that shit, because I think we gonna go back and forth on that shit all day about people capitalizing off the struggle. But we gonna go around one last time, man. Just see what y'all really think about the Bill Maher shit, man. Gigabytes, what you say?
I mean, shit. I didn't take offense to it. He called himself a nigga.
Right.
I mean, look at the chicks he fucked. I mean,
he that makes all the difference.
Right.
Yeah,
you
nigga.
Have to throw that in there.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Never go back.
Right. You can't ever go back up.
He wasn't lying.
He a nigga.
He locked in.
He locked in.
I didn't take offense to that shit. He's like,
all right. Lee, what'd you say, Lee? I thought it was.
Hilarious.
Angry man way off in the corner, dog. What'd you say?
Man, my life for being so tight, man. That shit was funny.
Yeah. Dick
out your ass, man. We got too much
to do.
Yeah.
We crack on every fucking race.
Yeah.
It was a fucking joke.
Yeah, it was a fucking joke, man. Yeah. Hot topics, man. What'd you say, though?
I don't think that shit was cool.
Oh, shit. Here you go. Oh, Malcolm X ass nigga. Why? Why not?
The house nigga, come on, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing funny about that, because then you're going to start thinking, every white nigga think it's cool to use it. As long as you use it in a cool way, make niggas laugh. It's cool.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Cool. We use that word.
It ain't cool, or is it effective to your health?
It ain't what?
Who gives a fuck if it ain't cool?
Yeah,
nigga, is it affecting to your health?
No.
Are you gonna get hung outside and shit because the motherfucker's saying house nigga?
Don't start giving niggas a reason and be, oh yeah, what he said was cool. Y'all said it was good, so it's good.
So you worried about what people saying or what they doing?
Oh yeah.
See, this is where we getting confused.
Yeah.
You worried about what they saying or what they doing?
Not to sway my opinion, but to throw some.
I know what he's saying.
I feel what he's saying. To his point by saying this, and this is something me and Gigabytes was talking about. Even though we say it to each other, what they have to understand is the people that look like them, even if it wasn't you,
mm-hmm.
that word was thrown with so much malice to us, it creates a certain emotion.
No matter how it's being said. Okay.
So y'all have to understand sometimes that's why that happens. Not saying, okay, it's just a word, but a lot of words, I mean, words are weapons. You know,
yeah.
I don't think he racist at all.
And not right. And that's what I'm saying.
Just think it was some dumb shit to say.
Right. And that is coming from other races due to historical facts.
I mean, it might be wrong that we use it so much, but we just took it.
Hell yeah.
You know,
well, come on, man. Because
I don't want my son saying.
I can understand that.
They use it. They use it good. They use it bad. They use it just like we use it. You know what I'm saying? But so what? What the fuck you think? How you think we rappers get off?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, we don't buy motherfucking CDs.
Right.
Come on.
But you can't do nothing. Now you can't
come on,
do
they
nothing,
say it.
You can't
they say it. You say it.
You can't be saying
niggas.
Niggas. nigga. You can't be doing nothing. You're going to get...
Come on,
bro.
Right. You feel me?
I mean, I feel all that, man.
Stop being sensitive. Get over it.
At the end of the day, it's true, man. It is true. Like, obviously, I guess it's probably not a good... It's not a great thing for him to say. But at the end of the day, I wasn't offended.
It was funny.
I wasn't offended.
It was
funny.
It was funny.
Especially
the way he said it.
Yeah, it was funny.
If Eddie Griffin said it, we wouldn't even be fucking talking about it, man.
Right.
That would have been a good comedy show.
When Chris Rock say crack-ass
crazy.
I think
it was thrown in. I think it would have been some backlash to that. Though.
It wasn't thrown in a malicious way, but at the end of the day... Still got to recognize the temperature of America. And
yeah.
In my opinion, everybody ready to argue about everything.
That's
you can't
true.
Even post
yeah.
a video or some shit
about nothing.
Motherfuckers arguing and saying it's fake.
Yeah. Right, that
you
is true.
Motherfuckers arguing. Y'all hats ain't even matching for real.
Right. You're right, though. Red weight in the building, man.
That's a lie. Y'all shit ain't toxic.
Last year in the Joe and shit.
That's just Photoshop, nigga.
Last year in the Joe.
Not there.
Hey, on that note, man, we had a very lovely show today, man.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody who checked us out on eblockradio.com. Make sure that you're looking at us on YouTube, man. Make sure that you click that subscribe button. I hadn't said it all day. I'm just fucking up my... Production people didn't even tell me.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
For sure, man. Happy Father's Day to y'all, man. Hey, and for you, look, dog. For you bitches who mad at your baby daddy, dog. I'm sorry. You not go get that card from CVS that say Happy Father's Day to my mama and shit. You not go. They make those.
They do.
I'm sorry. You not go get a motherfucking Father's Day card.
One commercial ad for Father's Day.
No, you
nothing.
Probably won't.
You should have fucked a better nigga.
Right.
We'll get no love.
Hey, man, get that nigga something. Take him.
Gonna get a happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Yo. Hey, make sure you check us out again tomorrow at eblockradio.com, man. Check us out for the He Say, She Say show with me and Coco J tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, dog. Till next time, got my man Gigabytes in the building.
Out of here.
Got my man Lee in the building. Got my man Angry in the building.
Fuck that.
Got my man Hot Topics.
You know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is. My man Buck Money.
Uh-huh.
Dog, we up out of here, dog. You know who I am, dog. Hood Howard Stern representing from 6 Mile to the Mile High, man. We in this thing. Except we out this thing. Peace out, y'all.
From the Mile High.
Right. I didn't even say it like that this time, dog.
I didn't have to say it like that. You
I like that shit. That is-